News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
Before that, we are joined by Claire McManus, who is the director of Dublin-based JFOC Architects, to talk about dereliction and more specifically the definition of dereliction, because it's causing huge problems in relation to what you can do with derelict houses in the cities around the country. I would have thought dereliction was a fairly easy thing to define. Nobody's living in that and it's a mess. That's not the case.
That's not the case, Anton. I agree with you, and I think that's what we need to do, and that's what Dublin City Council is talking about doing, revisiting the definition of dereliction, looking at what we want to achieve, which is people living in the city. We don't want empty homes. We have a housing crisis, and people living on streets make streets more vibrant and much safer as well. So it's a really good idea.
And the problem has been that you can have a derelict building that the City Council says is derelict, and if the landlord then effectively puts lipstick on the outside of it, it comes back off the derelict's register.
Exactly. And that's what we understand happened on Connaught Street here in Dublin. And meanwhile, the inside of those buildings continued to fall further into disrepair. The council has been proactive, which is to be commended. They've purchased the two houses and they're looking at renovating them. But the costs are very, very prohibitive now because they've got fallen so far into disrepair.
Now, why doesn't the market effect apply in this instance? Because presumably there is no gain to somebody holding derelict buildings. There can't be much of a value to them.
Anton, I agree with you, and I'm always scratching my head wondering that. I'd love a survey to be done to find out. I know Scotland has been exploring the concept of compulsory sales orders, which is a really interesting concept, because in reality, a small builder or even someone looking to do a significant renovation on a home in a great neighbourhood like Phibsborough would be better placed to purchase those houses. So it might be the council is set up very well to deliver large housing schemes, but they're never going to be able to deliver small housing schemes as efficiently as a small builder would be able to. So the compulsory sales order might be something worth looking at. But I believe the council is considering putting these homes up for sale, which you would hope and anticipate would mean a family that wants to do a significant renovation. Because in reality, Anton, a lot of the time, if you want to do a very detailed renovation, let's say we're going to insulate the floors, we're going to move around some walls, we're going to do a lot of surgery on a home, demolition and rebuilding, which I believe is the likely answer on Connaught Street, may not be the more expensive route anyway. So oh, it probably
very
would
pricey
suit,
though.
Well, yes, but a very in-depth renovation can cost just as much, and sometimes more.
What then about, much as people might hate the thought of it, what about a property tax model? Because presumably if people were accruing significant tax bills on derelict houses, that would be the incentive to move them on.
Yeah, I think that's probably a good idea worth exploring as well, because it costs us a lot when these homes are vacant. I mean, Phibsborough is the place it is because there's so many people living there.
But you see them in towns all the way around the country. You drive through small towns and villages, and in town centres where you would hope they would be vibrant, you will regularly see a line of boarded up buildings just sitting there doing nothing.
Yeah, and I think it would be just really interesting to find out exactly why. I kind of suspect that it isn't that somebody has a reason to have them vacant. As you said, Anton, I can't think of a single reason. You know, that land is worth money. The building is usually worth a good bit of money as well. And it's just sitting there when you could at least have...
Although presumably once it reaches a level of dereliction, the land value becomes the asset regardless of the building. And if somebody is looking at that either as their pension or the inheritance to the kids, it makes little difference if they do anything with the property. They still have the land value to pass on.
Yeah, I've heard that argument, but I've never really bought it, Anton, to be totally honest with you, because if you compare that appreciation, which you would have anyway, with that appreciation with the rent that you would get by renting the property out, obviously having someone in there is the better financial model. I'm not a financial expert, but it's just never made sense to me that people are sitting on vacant property because they have some get rich scheme in mind. It just doesn't add up.
One potential suggestion by text: there are tons of beautiful holdings left to fall into dereliction, and mainly due to the fact the developer knows they can't get permission to build new builds, so they wait until nature does its job and makes it fall down. The only problem with that is they're then holding an asset at cost for an extended period of time as well.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's where this definition of dereliction has to come in. The council is talking about looking at things like disconnected utilities, boarded up. These kind of measures, and we've got to make sure that we don't have these vacant properties in our cities, our towns, our villages, because they really are detrimental to village life, town life,
Claire,
city life.
Thank you very much, Claire McManus, Director of Dublin-based JFOC Architects. 53106, if you'd like to get in touch, or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.